ABC Radio Australia.
When Fiji's Olympic gold medal winning rugby sevens coach Gareth Barber turned down the offer of a new contract, it was because he wanted to refocus on coaching in the 15s-a-side game. But Barber can't have imagined he would get a crack at coaching any international side so soon, let alone the flying Fijians. But COVID-19 and fate took a hand, and out of the blue, Barber was offered the job of leading Fiji on their Northern Hemisphere tour because getting regular coach Vern Cotter to Europe and back was just going to be too difficult. And then things started well for Barber with a comfortable win over Spain, a team that sits 9 places below Fiji on the world rankings. But this weekend, as Richard Hewitt reports, it will be a very different proposition as the born and bred Welshman leads out Fiji to play his native Wales in Cardiff.
The Flying Fijians were a little slow off the blocks in Madrid a week ago, but eventually some Pacific rugby flair got them back on the right track.
Tui Sova with a man on the inside. It's Fiji with their fullback, Setareki Tuifuvu, who will go the distance. It's magic in Madrid from Fiji.
Fiji went on to win the game 43-13 with 5 tries in all, but coach Gareth Barber says they will have to be better against a Welsh team that is ranked 2 places above them on the world ladder.
I think first and foremost, we realised we've got to pick up the intensity in our game. You know, we did some good stuff against Spain, but we didn't feel that we were clinical enough. We weren't intense enough in our physicality in the game. And one thing I do know about Wales in the Principality Stadium is they will be physical and they will try and play a quick game. So we're working on things to counter that. And we're working things not to obsess about them, but before we can get to the style of rugby that, you know, we do love to play, we know that we have to do some hard work and ultimately, you know, go for our win.
Whatever the result, and a win is far from out of the question, it will be a special occasion for Fiji's acting coach. A perfect storm, if you like, made up of the 2 great loves of his rugby life.
It's pretty special to be back in Cardiff and to be with a Fijian team that obviously I have a strong connection with, and the country that I have a strong connection with. And I know that we are in Cardiff and we're playing against Wales, but ultimately my response is to really getting a performance this weekend and creating history with this group of players. They did well last weekend. We got a bit sticky to begin with. I haven't been together for long, so it was good to get someone through some of that, but we know we're going to have to be at another level. But it is pretty special going into the Principality Stadium on the weekend. It's a dream come true for me. What I've always wanted to do is coach international rugby, and you know, I'm particularly looking forward to the challenge.
Wales will be without their injured captain and talisman Alan Wynne-Jones, but Barber doesn't believe that necessarily gives his team an advantage.
You know, Alan has a huge amount of respect in the game and has led Wales for a lengthy period of time. But in the absence of that, you know, I've always known that in international rugby, it throws up new challenges for young men who grow as captains. And, you know, I look at one of the individuals who was on the field on Saturday, Aris Jenkins, who I had the fortune to coach when I was here in Cardiff. You know, he's a born leader and, you know, it gives him an opportunity to lead. And I'm sure there's 2 or 3 others that Wayne and his staff are looking to develop outside of Alan Wynne. So it can work 1 or 2 ways. You know, you lose somebody like that and you see it as a weakness. But I often try and, like we do here with the Fijian squad, you lose somebody, you move on, the next one comes in. And the process is that you upskill them in leadership qualities and don't then rely too heavily on that whole process of one person.
But whichever way you look at it, it will be a strange and completely unexpected experience for Gareth Barber as he tries to topple the team he has followed all his life.
We've got a fantastic group of players here who are in strange times, you know, working wonders to represent their people, and a staff of coaches and management who again got together less than 2 weeks ago and, you know, have bonded very quickly. And it's a privilege to be here. Weird that it is. Obviously, I'm representing Fiji and all my thoughts are about beating the team that I grew up loving and still love. But, you know, that's the nature of sport. And this team that I love here in Fiji is the one that I'm representing.
On the outside, good little fan. And here they come yet again, Tuisova. It's Jasua Tuisova, clears the path. And the bulldozer, Tuisova, hurdles his way towards the try line, set up there from Masivesi Dakuwanga.
Fiji in try scoring action against Spain in Madrid a week ago. They're likely to find the going getting tougher in Cardiff in the early hours of Monday morning Fiji time. But should they beat Wales, the government might have to declare a national holiday. And of course, we shouldn't forget Tonga with the Kalitahi also in action this weekend against the French Barbarians. And the reporter there was Richard Hewitt.